following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome to Answers for Elders Radio, everyone. We are here again with wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements, and we are here all talking about At the Crossroads. What happens when there's a life change for a senior loved one? And we've talked about, you know, to plan ahead. That's one thing. What happens if there's a crisis? Let's talk about, you know, all of a sudden mom has a heart attack and she's in a rehab.
Happens all the time. Let me just say to everyone, probably 80% of the people that I work with are in this situation. Mm-hmm. It's rare that I get to have the window of opportunity to go over options with a family ahead of time. So please don't feel like the Lone Ranger. Don't feel stupid. No. Don't feel ill-prepared. Until you need the information, you're not going to ask for it. Mm-hmm. That's human nature. So let that go to the side and just feel empowered from this point forward. Mm-hmm. If you find yourself in the situation that mom or dad have had to have some rehab, something has gone on, the heart attack, a broken hip, real bad case of pneumonia has set them back, and they're not
surgery.
Anything. They're not at their baseline before mm-hmm. the event.
Right.
And your plan was, well, mom's going to have, you know, three, four weeks of rehab on her hip, and then she's going to go home. And dad's at home waiting for her. And you get down to the wire and you find out that I thought she was going to get more care than this and that rehab was going to last longer. And so there's a lot of things that have changed just on the Medicare level. Mm-hmm. So those will be eye-opening for you. So you've gotten to the place that the social worker at the rehab facility is saying, you know, we've got about 4 days before her coverage is ended. And they throw this number of $300 to $400 that you're welcome to have mom stay here, but it's to $300 to $400 a day.
And that's a bargain.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I know places up here in Seattle that are going to charge double that.
Yeah. It can be anything. But you're like, what do I do? And so at that point, hopefully that social worker has some resources for you. But you as a listener here have me as a resource to call mm-hmm. Pinnacle and be able to say, Daphne, this is my situation. I then come in and we talk about what's going on with mom.
And you can help in that quick of a time frame.
Absolutely.
You could be there. And I know you, because I've called you sometimes at 5 o'clock at night because I talked to a family thinking, oh, she's not going to call till tomorrow. And boy, you were on it that night, which was incredible.
Well, that happens because, one, I know that family is in crisis.
Right.
They're worrying about things. And my heart is I want to give families information so they can make an informed decision. Mm-hmm. Many times when you're in crisis or when you're in an anxious spot, you shoot from the hip and you do what you think is best mm-hmm. at the time without taking a deep breath and gathering information. And so I'm here to help you gather information. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, we talk about things. And sometimes it's a stepping stone of care. And so that might look like mom and dad really need to be at home. Mom is just begging to be at home. There's no cognition issues. And we're going to do in-home care. We want to do in-home care. And I say, hallelujah, let's get this all set up. I've got mm-hmm. companies that I've vetted that I know are going to follow through with what they say they're going to mm-hmm. do. Their caregivers show up. You don't have to play pinch hitter because somebody didn't show up, which is not an option when someone needs critical care. And so I'll guide you in that way. I'll guide you in terms of how many hours, what time of day, what are your loved one's patterns of life, mm-hmm. In terms of figuring that care plan out in home. Many times what happens is that the care plan will work for a couple days. Maybe we'll get to 7 days and you'll have an eye-opening moment that says, I have to be here at night. Mm-hmm. I thought mom was going to be able to be cognitive enough and not fearful and her pain was going to be under control. And that's where I come in again and I say, well, let's look at out-of-the-home care options. Now, that can be anything from a respite stay, mm-hmm. someplace that someone gets 24 hours of care without making the big move because she just needs more time to get strong. Mm-hmm. Her body cells are needing to regenerate, heal. And so we just need the gift of time.
Sure.
Sometimes it means a permanent move. And so I'm here to walk through all of those steps with you. Finances become an issue.
It's got to be a huge issue.
It's huge. I mean, the cost of care outside of your home or in home is a lot. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, in-home care is going to be the most expensive form of care. which is always a very big surprise to people.
Yeah.
But it is. And then I can guide you in terms of what is the budget? What are the financial situations? Do we need to look at Medicaid? When does that happen? How does that happen? Will my mom or dad qualify? All those questions we'll talk about. So it's when you're in the throes of, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's three of us kids, and we should be able to figure that out. At least gather information from someone. Have the courage to say, I don't know what I don't know. Let's just gather some information.
And, you know, that alone, I don't know what I don't know, is life-changing. Mm-hmm. Because I think especially families, they feel like they have to hold it all together. And they feel like, oh, my gosh, everything's on my shoulders and I got to handle it.
Yeah.
And it's okay to say, I don't know what I don't know, because trust me, you won't know.
When I have conversations with families constantly, I try really hard to talk about the uniqueness of their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also some things that we can anticipate to happen, some confusion,
mm-hmm.
Some stubbornness. It could be this pride that typically has served someone really well, and now we need to know, how mm-hmm. do I massage my dad's pride or my mom's pride
mm-hmm.
for him to still save face,
right,
but accept the care that he desperately needs, or we're going to be back in the hospital.
So we are talking to Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, you help families all over pretty much greater Puget Sound. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. From, you know, I've just had two clients out in Jefferson County. So if you're sitting out in Jefferson County, I can help you out
there.
That's
awesome.
I'm having fun learning new areas out there. But I also am there's very few homes that you could and care facilities that you could name to me that I wouldn't know in
mm-hmm.
particularly South King County and in all of Pierce County.
That's
so those
wonderful.
Are strong areas for
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm. And most certainly you've helped families that I have referred to you to, and they have been very grateful for, you know, your service. And I think one of the things that, you know, in a crossroads like that, when there's a crisis, everybody is emotionally on tilt,
yep.
especially when it or if mother or father or the matriarch or patriarch of the family, and a family dynamic shifts.
Yes,
you know, there always is that natural, you know, what's the word I want? It's this natural fallen succession line that
it
a
is.
Family has.
Yep.
And let's say, for example, if father's been controlling things, is the patriarch of the family and has always called the shots, it's like all of a sudden father's not there to do that, or father's maybe has some, you know, heart issues or stroke issues.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the family kind of has a different role. They don't know how to be.
It kind of crumbles and falls apart, and that's where you have that shift of taking on the responsibility of guiding more decision making.
Mm-hmm.
Still do it in a way, and I'll help you do it in a way that your dad feels like he's a part of the decision making process.
Exactly.
But you guide it so that it's something that they will have a joy filled,
mm-hmm.
quality, dignified,
mm-hmm.
safe life.
And the good news about that is our listeners, you know, it's not a great time in the world to make major decisions when you're emotionally
charged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. somebody like Daphne, yes, can be a wonderful voice of reason for the entire situation and isn't wrapped up in the dynamic of the family. And I think that's really important in the fact that, you know, your loved one, your senior loved one, whoever they are, is going to feel like they're heard. They're going to feel like somebody has, they're advocating, Daphne's advocating for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys as family members can just be the daughter, be the son, be
Absolutely.
The one that, you know, that sits there and say, you know, mom loves chocolate milkshakes. I'm going to run down to McDonald's or run down to Wendy's and get her a Frosty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the kind of thing that family members should be doing. It's
yeah.
things like that. That allows you to kind of be that daughter that loves them through no matter what happens.
That's right. That's huge. There's very, very best medicine is love.
And especially
Absolutely.
In crisis.
Yes.
And
yeah.
especially when there's so much fear. It's like, you know, I know you've touched on before the anxiety. Anxiety is a huge issue with families in crisis.
Yeah.
And to understand that the more and more that you can just be that calming force through it, yeah. and that loving force as a loved one, and let the professional like Daphne kind of take the reins in those kind of areas, I think is important.
It is. And very often I communicate kind of my position, and my position is I don't pull the Band-Aid off the sore very slowly. I like to rip it off and get it over with mm-hmm. and just deal with something fast. Mm-hmm. And I kind of look at guiding families in the same way, primarily because there's usually health issues, critical health mm-hmm. issues that are going on. I have a family just today. You know, that her dad is so torn on how to take care of himself and take care of, you know, his family at the same time, his wife and his son.
And there's a pride issue.
Oh,
I'm
it's
sure.
hard. And so I can be that voice that says the hard words. I can be the voice that says things without an emotional charge, without 50 years of history. Like,
exactly.
there she goes again, you know. It's, oh, that's Susie Q's kind of thing, you know. She's going to talk about that, or, you know, Brother Bruce is going to do this.
Yeah, I've heard it before.
That's
I don't
right.
need to hear it again.
That's right. That's right. All those things happen when mm-hmm. you are anxious and having to make decisions.
Very, very true. And so, obviously, you come in and your services are 100% free to families.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So, I'm paid as a realtor, a specialized realtor. I get a one-time commission of the services that I provide from the communities. I work as an extension of their marketing department.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some legal reasons that happens in our state. But most of it, from my point of view, comes from I want to give you an objective point of view of what are your options and what would work best for your family situation mm-hmm. and talk about the pluses and minuses. So I'm paid in that way. That's where my families don't pay anything for my services. I do a lot of pro bono work. You know, that's a part of what I do because I want to do the right thing for the right reason and figure out where is the best place for this particular individual.
So, Daphne, how do we reach you?
You reach me at 855-734-1500.
I am so glad you're here. And then, of course, you can also reach you through the website.
That's correct, at PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.
Thanks again for being on the program.
Thank you.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.